The Society of Professional Engineering Employees in Aerospace filed the charge with the National Labor Relations Board in Seattle. The union says Boeing has threatened union members with discipline if they speak to each other about wages, hours, and working conditions. Boeing spokesman Tim Healy had no immediate comment, saying the company hadn't seen the complaint. But the charge shows negotiations aren't going as smoothly as union leaders say they had hoped. Union Executive Director Ray Goforth says they're disappointed the company is asking employees to shoulder more health care costs, even as it's paying bigger dividends.
This is a company that's fabulously profitable and is rewarding all of the stakeholders in the company, except the employees that are actually generating that profit.
Boeing spokesman Tim Healy says, given all the competition Boeing faces, as well as rising healthcare costs, it's fair to ask employees to pay a larger percentage.
We have to strike the right balance between making sure that we're rewarding employees for their contribution and staying competitive.
The engineers and technicians are known for having relatively peaceful relations with Boeing management, but they did go on strike for 40 days in 2000. SPIA represents more than 23,000 employees in the Puget Sound region. Their current contract expires October 6th. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.